Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Sit down. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. You still got it. Give yourselves a round of applause. We're coming to you once again from the Improv in Orlando, Florida. It's Tuesday, December 14th, 2021. It's been almost 2 years since I've been here, but as you can see, nothing could keep me away. kept me away for a while, but now I'm back, and I'm so excited to be here, and I know you're excited to hear these words. Doug plugs. Nothing like starting off a show with an audience by telling them about other shows I'm going to do, but Doug Loves Movies is coming to the Miami Improv this Saturday at 4:20, the Doral Improv, if you will. And my annual holiday taint shows are happening in San Diego and Irvine. And for all of my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Come on!
What?
Shh.
Ted Danson?
Jumanji!
Okay, we have a late edition Jumanji. Which is an interesting thing to throw in there. Are we talking Robin Williams Jumanji? Are we talking The Rock Jumanji? Or just you thought Jumanji was a fun word?
Yes.
Yes. All right, well, we'll see if the next audience does it. I don't think they will. If I had to guess, but you never know. You folks might travel. I know you traveled to be here, so you might travel again. Can you get to Miami by Saturday? Nope. All right. Jumanji is not going to stick. You have to put your foot on the gas pedal and make this Jumanji thing happen by going around to different shows until it catches on. Let's get my guests out here. What do you say? Oh, you know what? Let me tell you about the prize bag really quick, because I'm sitting here holding it awkwardly, and there's also some mac and cheese or something on my pant leg. All right. We've got... It comes in a bag that says, Caesar Milan, better human, better dog. Because I got to go to his ranch and, like, you know, sort of meet him. I didn't really meet him as much as he made a margarita, a Caesarita, for me, and then I drank it in front of him. And he also lectured about dogs. Oh, I forgot to put this on. Hang on a second. All right, so... I think it's funny because not only does it, you know, keep me really safe from whatever's on this microphone, but also it just looks like a clown nose. So if I sit like this, everybody, it just makes it more fun to look at me like, oh, look, Doug's got a clown nose. All right, so we've got some coffee that's called Lavazza. Is that good coffee? I don't know if it's any good or not, so that's why you get it. That's why I put it in the bag. I know I don't need a shot flask. It's a flask that a shot glass pops out of the side of it, and so you have a shot glass with your flask. And I don't really need that. Some pretzels that they gave me on the plane. Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins. And this is a weird thing. I get sent these scripts every year in book form. So if you want to read the movies, if you want to read a Terrence Malick movie called A Hidden Life, or The Two Popes, or 1917, a movie with a war movie with a long tracking shot. I don't know how interesting the book version is going to be, but all that stuff is in the prize bag. Somebody's going to win that tonight. Somebody could also walk out of here with $360 cash tonight. That's how much that prize has risen up to in its total, and we'll discuss that a little later on. Let's get my guests out here. Give it up, everybody. Please welcome Matt Fernandez, Brittany Brave, and Steve Miller. Come on out, everybody. There you go. If you push back all the way, yeah, we're in great shape. This is perfect. Let's meet everybody alphabetically and individually, starting with the gentle man, the gentle giant to my right. You know him. You love him. DLM regular, Tampa comedy phenom, St. Petersburg even. It's Matt Fernandez.
What's up?
How many, you bring the energy every time, I love it. And we should have put like little stools out for people to put their drinks on. I'm the only one that's got one, sorry about
that. It's okay,
that.
I got two hands.
You're doing a great job with it, so I guess I shouldn't have brought it up. Matt Fernandez, that's how you're doing a great job at us, because you're a regular on this show. How many Douglas movies appearances do you think you have under your belt?
Probably 10-ish. Something
and,
like
and
that.
And how many here at the Orlando Improv? Four or five?
Not enough,
of those?
You wonderful bastards.
A few of those?
Good to see you. No, probably five or six here.
Yeah, a lot of them are here. Yeah. And I appreciate you coming out for it. And we always have a good time. And you've also visited us out in Los Angeles. You've done it out there.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks, dude. Also joining us, we've got a newcomer to the show. We got a couple of newbies today. Named Best Comedian by Miami New Times. Is that right?
It is.
It's legit?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it's Brittany Brave, everybody.
Hello. Hola. Hello.
Thank you for being here, Brittany.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we met for the first time tonight, and so far it's going great.
Mm-hmm. We're off to a good start, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know where you're at with movie trivia. Do you like that sort of thing?
I like movies. I am not notoriously great at trivia, so I think I'm going to be here for an ego boost for those who are. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, that brings us to our next guest.
Okay.
A man
perfect
who
segue.
Told me that he's going to win tonight.
I'm fairly confident.
He's so confident that,
oh,
that he put a ring in his nose.
That's how you know it's serious.
Say, look out, everybody.
I put a ring on it, baby. I put a ring on it.
People that ring their nose are never just casual. They're not fucking around. Yeah, but you got a nice one on the side there. His says, like, I'm here to make trouble.
Yeah, you're well put together.
It's to keep the cocaine out of his nose.
Yeah, and it would also, like, it would cut a hand that tries to punch you in the face. It's pretty clever.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this has yet to work to keep cocaine out of my nose, so it's been a failure on that front.
Gotta try something else. Gotta try something else, yeah.
I'm also very jealous of the fact that you can put your drink on your stool.
What is that?
This is the first problem that I've had with being this fat, is that I can't put my drink on my stool. I can't touch my toes.
I'm tripping
either,
over the edges of my chair like a waffle iron. Listen. And you've got fucking room? Are you kidding me?
I break a sweat every time I try to reach for the top shelf. Okay.
Let's see how much stuff we can put on our chair.
That's it.
Teamwork.
There is, right? I should just stuff these in here so I'm more marketable. just a joke.
I have no response to that. But yeah, I'm even looking around, and I feel like this is like one of these comedy clubs that only has one stool. And I don't blame them. Why would you need more when there's normally just one person on stage in a comedy club? But I come in with my fancy four person act.
Such a rider. They're just, such a big rider.
They're not ready for it. But like. Would it be too low if we just put a regular chair in front of you could put your drink on?
Oh, it's fine, Doug.
Do you have to reach down too low?
No,
I'm obsessed by these kind of things because before the show, I think, tell him, Matt, there's normally somewhere for you to put your drink.
Yeah,
there is. It was just a detail I didn't get to.
Can we get a waiter to come down?
Oh, shit, here comes another
stool. Hands and knees.
Here comes another stool,
so I can put my drink on their back.
Yeah!
It's happening! Okay, so let's give it to Steve and to Brittany because they deserve it more than Matt does.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to lie.
I love your style.
You
like, if I complain about it enough, they'll just bring me one.
Also, we have the two tiniest water bottles. Matt's got a giant pint glass full of booze.
Yeah.
And we established that Brittany has room in her chair.
I'm just upset because I feel like I lost my thing. Like, this gave me edge, you know?
It's gonna be more fun when Matt drops his drink.
It's going to happen.
It's going to make a nice crash.
Good luck, actually.
I would share my table with you, but I need it for writing down stuff.
Don't share. I want to see how wet those jeans
get. Let's get more tables on stage and not put them anywhere near me.
Can we get Matt a couple more drinks up here?
Let's put tables everywhere where I can't get to them.
Perhaps a beer helmet would be nice. Then you don't need a table.
Yay, another stool. This is crazy.
Wow.
Now, please stop. You're too nice. That's plenty now.
They're all mismatched now at this point. They can't get a matching set.
Oh, yeah.
It's like being inside a Big Lots.
Do they have a Pier 1 back there? That's great. Oh, my God.
I feel bad. I feel like I shamed them into producing stools. You think we're a comedy club with only one stool? Well, you thought wrong.
Think again.
You thought wrong, Doug Benson. Wait till you get to Miami on Saturday. That's the one stool club.
They're going to bring a yacht on stage. I'm pretty sure.
My father used to shame me into producing stools as well. I couldn't. I'm sorry. I'm ashamed of myself.
Comedian, writer, multi-hat wearer, Steve Miller is also a crazy name to have, right?
Yeah, it's never been a problem at all, and people over 45 never comment on it, so it's perfect.
Yeah, it really is on an interesting edge now that, like, you could almost know that somebody's older if they know who Steve Miller is.
Absolutely. Anybody in their 20s, I'm like, people give me a hard time for a name. They're like, why? I have no idea.
Yeah, so, but anybody listening, I just want to make it clear, because recently we also had David Sanborn on the show, and he is also not the David Sanborn. So I don't want to mislead anybody. But it's just going to say Steve Miller in the description because I do kind of want to mislead somebody.
Well, let's get those
clips. I'm hoping one person is listening and goes, God damn it, I wanted to hear Abracadabra.
I want to hear how much you knew about movies. I did a show around here in Sanford, Florida for the people up here that know that area. And it was a one-nighter, and I show up, and the place is packed, and I go in, and I find the manager, and the local paper had written that the Steve Miller Band was going to be there. Yeah, and then this dude looks at me and tells me, I still haven't told him yet. So they found out that the Steve Miller they wanted to see wasn't there when this came on stage, so it's disappointing
Surprise.
For everyone.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll try to keep the Steve Miller references to a minimum, but some might pop into my head. And you'd be a terrific guest on Wide World of Doug's, because on that show we talk about nominative determinism and how your name can can or cannot affect your life. And having, it's like in the movie Office Space, the way the one guy's name is Michael Bolton.
Right, of course.
But that's way worse than being Steve Miller.
I fully agree.
Steve Miller's got all respect. Nobody's ever like, Steve Miller sucks.
He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Michael Bolton could... No.
No.
All right, so... before we get to the games, I like to do a thing called Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each of my guests to recommend one movie. Sometimes I don't warn them about this ahead of time. And during the month of December, I enjoy a holiday recommendation, but it doesn't have to be a holiday recommendation. So we'll start with you, Matt. Just recommend one motion picture. Are any of your tats motion picture based? I love I have
no,
to think
not
about
yet.
It.
No.
Each
no,
one means
yet.
So much to me.
I had to think about it. No.
All right.
I just watched Antlers last night.
Oh,
that was
you
a
like
good,
that?
Really good movie.
I Daniel mean, Radcliffe?
Fun monster movie. No. Jesse Plemons.
Oh, he's in Antler.
The other...
No, the horn, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, the horn, yeah.
All right, be quiet no. out there. Don't show me up again like that.
It's yeah.
Antlers,
Russell.
Horns, I know, I love all of it.
There's a monster who's a deer.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
Good shit.
All right. I mean, I'd Kerry Russell's enough for me to mm-hmm. check it out, you know?
Yeah.
She's good. She's always good.
Matt Damon
Waitress.
Light and Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons is, you know, he's starting to rack up the awards and nominations for this movie, The Power of the Dog, which, from everything I've seen, does not have a dog in it.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Nah. Can't have dog in the title and there's no dog in it. I already went through Dog Day Afternoon. It was a nightmare. It's a great movie. It's
yeah,
a great
I was going to say, that's not a bad
movie. It's a great movie. It was the only one I could think of that has dog in the title but no dogs in it. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
And maybe it does have a dog in it. I've never scanned Dog Day Afternoon for any dogs. It takes place
in a
bank,
dog in
mostly.
The bank. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nobody with a service dog. If they did a remake of Dog Day Afternoon, somebody would have a service dog. And when somebody says Dog Day Afternoon, someone would roll their eyes. All right, so you're going with Antlers.
Antlers, yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a holiday thing.
It's Guillermo del Toro produced it.
Well,
it's good stuff.
Is it actually a holiday movie? Or
it's a Halloween movie, not a Christmas movie.
Just because it has
movie.
Antlers in it?
But it has a deer monster, which is also kind of Christmassy.
Yeah.
I suppose in some ways that's what
we have
offers.
To write a letter. Deer monster.
Yep.
All right. Brittany?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
So this is one of my all-time favorites, and I recently rewatched it. Moonstruck with Cher, Nicolas
Moonstruck
Cage.
Moonstruck comes up during this part of the show from time to time.
Does it is. It?
People really are... Moonstruck's like staying in the zeitgeist or the zeitgeist, if you will.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm Italian, and we're all going to be around our families for the holidays, so I love being around a loving abuse and guilt. So it's a favorite for me. It's a holiday movie, whether I like it or not. I like it.
Okay, so yeah. Real quick, you say your line after I say Nicolas Cage. You're Cher. I'm okay. Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
All right. I lost my hand.
Bit.
Exactly. All right.
Where do I get my Academy Award? Is it at the front desk or? Okay.
It's in the mail. Jeff Bezos will get it to you quickly.
Nice.
All right. So you're going Moonstruck. I love that.
Yeah.
I think feels like it's kind of Christmassy.
It does. There's something about a man
it's
losing his hand
outside.
While making bread that screams Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
All right.
I've never seen it.
Moonstruck.
It's great.
See, that's what this is about, Matt. Now that you've heard about it, you know, you're going to go home, you're going to think about watching it, and you're still not going to watch it.
Nope, I'm probably
exactly
not going to watch it.
But it is. Nick Cage is a lot of fun in it. Cher, of course, won the Oscar for it.
Olympia Dukakis is it for me.
It sounds like Nick Cage so is Nick Cage.
Yeah, which is Nick
you
Cage.
You know, he does his thing.
It's a lot for 2 hours.
Young Nick Cage. Well, he's, you know, it's more of a, not a supporting role, but he's, you know, he's like the, what would be the girl in most romantic comedies.
It's very dramatic.
Okay. Yeah.
Very dramatic. It's almost like instead of being an Italian bread maker, you would think that he was just a New York actor. Like very like, yeah.
And it's a lot of Cher acting like, oh, I'm not pretty, you know, even though she's one of the most amazing, you know, artists and fashion type, you know.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
She's also incredible on Twitter. I don't know if anybody follows her on Twitter, but she's very stream of consciousness. She's just like, I'm going to bed later, hoes. Like, it's great. I'm not kidding. And I'm like, is my mom running this account? Like, great.
She like was all dowdy and frumpy and moonstruck, and then she, when she won the Oscar for it, she accepted it like with a feather headdress and a exposed navel, and like she was a showgirl. It was pretty amazing. Okay, Steve Miller.
I'm going Gremlins.
Wow.
I'm going Gremlins. It's a Christmas movie. It takes place on Christmas Eve. Gizmo was a pet, or a gift, excuse me, given to a child.
Yes.
So I'm going Gremlins.
Okay.
And the original story of chaos, fun, whimsy, that then turns evil. Come on.
Yeah, it's...
What do you want?
It's probably, really, it's
You're
disgusting.
Trying to convince everyone it's a Christmas movie, but no one's fighting you, man. It's
oh, no,
a Christmas
these people
movie.
Believe. Did you hear the reality? Probably more than anything, a story of, you know, rampant capitalism gone wrong. You know,
which is Christmas, yeah.
It'll turn on you. These gifts and the overconsumption will turn on you immediately and destroy the town.
What? How do you feel about Gremlins 2, the new batch?
Look, it's not good. That's how I feel about it. It's not good. Don't all good. No. Don't all come on me. Look. Oh, well, that came out terribly.
That's terrible.
Yeah. That.
No comment.
He's got away with words, baby. No, look, Gremlins was too strong of a movie. They shouldn't have even attempted to follow it up, and they certainly missed the mark. It's like Mannequin to Mannequin 2. Mannequin was great. Let's not mess around with Mannequin 2.
There's so much in that I don't agree with.
They told the director he could do whatever he wants, so he fucking shit on the whole company. That's what Gremlins 2 is. They told him he could do
really
whatever he wanted. And he was like, I'm going to shit
America.
On this giant corporate America. That's like what it is.
Well, now you've changed my mind.
It's a huge fuck you to corporate America.
He was the Adam McKay of his day.
Yeah.
You know, because he, same trajectory, made kind of silly movies, but then started making, you know, some serious statements with his films, but also... Leonard Maltin's only been in one movie, and it's Gremlins Part 2. And he agreed to do it because Gremlins murder him. And who wouldn't want that to happen?
Not a single person that I know. And I stand corrected. I will rewatch Gremlins 2, and Matt will come over, and we'll watch Moonstruck together.
Yay.
We'll reassess these choices that we've made, which have been terrible.
We'll light a candle, we'll have some wine.
And I'll be home alone watching Antler. Okay.
You lose in that scenario, I think, Brittany, because... I don't know about this Antler movie, but we'll see. We'll see. Because, you know, now Antler's going up against Moonstruck and Gremlins.
Well, I didn't know they were going to recommend Aces.
Well, you just don't know what anybody's going to do.
That's what recommendations are, Matt.
I would recommend something that no one's ever heard of.
Hey, recommend me something mediocre.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
What's the last movie you watched? I highly recommend it. I hated every second of it.
That's what I used to ask people, what's the last movie you watch? And I'm the same way. That's a real stumper sometimes. Like, you know, because I watch so many movies that, like, narrowing it down to the last one. Plus, you want to answer with one you actually want to talk about.
I could have gone with Roadhouse.
Roadhouse is the last movie I saw in a theater. That's true.
Yes.
I recently technically watched He's Just Not That Into You because it was on TV, but I don't feel confident recommending that. So,
That's how I felt about I Just Saw Gremlins. The other day, and I was just marveling at the fact that some gremlins murder people and other ones just spit on each other while playing cards. Like, they all have really different ideas of what gremlins should be up to and, like, in what ways they should be annoying. That party scene where they're all just getting drunk and fucking with each other is like, well, why can't they just, you know, it's like at the end of Jurassic Park when they get away because two dinosaurs decide to fight each other at just the right moment. Like, that's what gremlins could have been. It's just like, well, let's just, you know, get them all into a big poker hall something.
They do. They go from pranks to murder.
Yeah. There is an escalation, but the trouble is they murder and then go back to pranks, and then murder again. Like, they're very inconsistent.
They're living many lives.
Yeah. But also the rules are weird because it's always after midnight. All right. So, except for at midnight, that exact moment is the only time you can't feed a gremlin. I mean, you can. Sorry to mix that up. I hope no one has issues with that. In their own homes.
If you have a gremlin at home now, do not follow these rules at Doug's Lane.
Yeah, we're not gremlin experts. Yeah.
There are crazy coincidences that happen sometimes, but I think this one's a pretty good one. I always pick an end line from a motion picture to say at the end of the show, and I'm going to say it now. This is not the cue to play the music. but the last line that I wrote down is because you can never tell, there just might be a gremlin in your house. the last line of Gremlins.
It's a synchronicity, buddy.
Isn't that crazy? I think we all need to think about this for a minute.
So, yeah, let's take a beat.
And so we're going to go to a break, and we will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and we chose some people to from the audience who brought in really cool name tags. Matt is going to be playing for Kyle M. for Murder, and Brittany's playing for Steven Movie Ticket. Steven went and saw No Time to Die because he had plenty of time today to not die because he thought the show today was at 4:20. And then apologies to you for that, because I do 4:20 shows, and I just said do. Steve Miller chose Andy Anxiety, a high anxiety poster with Andy and the word anxiety, and it's a really cool poster, and I'll retweet it, or not retweet it, I'll re-Instagram it, because I think people should see it. And it's really great.
Quite impressive. It's much better than really a movie ticket, for the record.
Very good job. And rumor has it that you drove 420 minutes or miles to be here today.
What?
Yeah, because they live somewhere near Atlanta, right? Oh, okay. In Florida, but you've been to the show in Atlanta. Is that a longer drive than to here? No. Isn't that interesting? All right. So, I did not mean to make you sound boring. I was asking boring questions. It's not your fault.
Welcome all back right. to Road Talk with Doug Benson.
I just, some people also don't mind long drives. I'm not really a long driver. I'd rather do like a train or a don't go. So, I'm always impressed by people who can do that stuff. This first game we're going to play today is called How Long Is It? Yeah. How long is it? Guy just held up his poster that has Tom Hanks on it because he's way ahead of me. Matthew knows that this game is always something to do with Tom Hanks. And how long something to do with Tom Hanks is. Yeah, your mind can just go to places. And I'll name a thing. You all guess how long it is. Closest without going over wins, Price is Right style. And we'll start with you, Matt. We'll go alphabetical. We'll go Matt, Brittany, then Steve. Oh, shit.
The alphabet's
Brittany
subjective.
Gets to go first. Because Brave, I was going last names, but I forgot Brave, Fernandez, Miller.
Mm-hmm.
So Brittany's going first.
I didn't
first.
Fight it.
Sorry, buddy.
It's the same either way.
It is. It's all subjective.
BMS.
The first two, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Tricked me into thinking about Tom Hanks' dick. I didn't even notice that you fucking messed up the alphabet.
No, but oftentimes when I go to say who's first, people will laugh because they think I'm going alphabetically by first name, but I always do last name. But today I fucked it up always.
Oh. It's okay.
I fucked it up every possible way. But I will get this part right. Tom Hanks is in a new motion picture. It's called Finch. And it's playing on one of the streamers, Apple, I think. And please, no audience guesses, but this movie features a dog and a robot and Finch. The question is, the movie starts, how long before Finch opens his mouth and words come out? He's got a robot. He's got a dog. It's post-apocalyptic, I believe.
Okay.
Brittany, how long do you think it takes into the movie before Finch speaks?
Movie's called Finch, post-apocalyptic. How long until Finch opens his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
It's post-apocalyptic. I feel like words won't matter. movie starts? 30 to 45 minutes? Have to 30
pick
minutes.
Pick one.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. All right, she's going with 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Cast a wide net. I like the attempt.
Yeah. I tried it. I tried
somewhere
to
between minute
in there.
One and minute 92, I believe.
Well, I feel like in the post-apocalyptic, the robots are going to be real chatty. And
I love that you were worried about movie trivia, and now it's like, when does this robot talk?
Yeah, I know. I'm getting philosophical here, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. That's the thing. Is a robot? Is it a chatty robot? I don't know if it's a quiet robot.
I've never seen it.
I've only seen enough of it for this game.
As soon as the robot talked, Doug was like, so I've had enough.
So how much of it did you watch?
Wait, you think the robot's name is Finch?
Let's just say
I watched.
You're thinking one
in my head, I'm like, the dog is a robot and the robot is Finch, and Finch is a dog and a robot
I thought Finch was the robot.
No, there's a guy named Finch. That's Tom Hanks. He hangs out with a robot and a dog. Matt Fernandez, how long do you think before Tom Hanks speaks? I don't know. I can't tell you if the movie has an opening credit sequence. I can't tell you, you know. He might. Who knows if Tom Hanks is even... There could be scenes that he's not even in.
How long until Tom Hanks speaks?
Yeah.
Not the robot.
I feel like this question is very difficult.
I don't even know
the
if the robot speaks.
Okay.
I hope
I'm
going to
say 19 minutes.
Okay.
Specific.
19. No, 19. Steve?
Vietnam. Sissa Saigon.
What do you think?
That's the 19 song. I don't live in a post-apocalyptic world. I talk to my dog immediately every day when I wake up, so I'd imagine it would be even more if I had. So I'm saying 3 minutes. I'm saying he right away out the gate is talking to that dog.
Do you watch The Price is Right?
Sure do.
What would they do on that show?
They go one.
Yeah, they go one second, probably.
Yeah, 1 second.
With these other two bids here, 19 minutes and 30.
I've thought about this further. I was thinking probably story structure. He'd probably start talking about 1 second.
Wow.
I'd like to alter my answer a little bit.
You can't change your answer, but I appreciate the attempt. It takes a mere 1 minute and 33 seconds for Tom Hanks to start making words with his mouth. He sings to himself, but it's still, you hear him. And I went into it thinking, I bet you it takes a while. I bet you it's one of these movies where he's hanging out. You know, like Will Smith probably doesn't talk for 10 minutes into I Am Legend. You know, that sort of thing. But no, Hanks is like, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay.
Like an attraction in Orlando.
A minute and 33 seconds into it. But I'm going to watch the rest of the movie. Do people like Finch? Has anybody watched it? It's good, right?
Good.
Yeah, a guy came on our show, Frank Castillo, and he wouldn't stop talking about how much he loved Finch. Now, again, the guy, his dream three-way is a robot and Tom Hanks and a dog. So, you know, the fact that they never have sex didn't disappoint him. It just was still exciting that there's potential for that.
Sure. That poor dog.
Of course.
The tease
sometimes. The mystery.
The tease is more enjoyable than the actual act sometimes.
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would turn it on immediately if you told me those three things might have sex.
Yeah.
With each other. I'd be like, well, I got to watch that.
Why make a robot if you can't fuck it? I mean, come
right.
on.
Yeah. I say the same about dogs.
What's the point? Ew.
Finch! Zippity doo dah! Zippity
day! Oh, this next game's a fun one. It doesn't matter that nobody won the first game. We'll go alphabetical once again. And once again, I'll get it wrong, and then I'll fix it. Now, we'll start with Brittany. And then I take it back. This one isn't one where we have to go individually. This is a different game than It's good when I read ahead and figure out what's happening. This is a game where everybody jumps in with their answers. Everybody on stage, that is, whenever you're, whenever you think you know the answer, because I am going to be playing the part of Nicolas Cage in a game I call "Who Has My Pig." What were you going to call it?
I'm exhausted already.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you really have a Nick Cage issues. We're going to end up in a Nick Cage fight. Oh, he did it. Zippity-doo-dah. All right. So I'm going. Did I mention I'm going to Disney World tomorrow? Okay. So I'm going to. I love, you know, the movie Pig. Nicolas Cage loses his pig and he walks around the whole movie asking people, "Who has my pig?" So I'm going to play the part of Nicolas Cage. And I'm going to accuse a famous person, someone famous, of having my pig. And through the things I say, those will be clues for you to determine who Nicolas Cage thinks might have his pig. And like I said, they're all celebrities, all famous people. And yeah, just jump in with your guesses, and I'll keep going until somebody gets it right. I mean, I hope you get them right before I run out of things that I wrote down to say. Let me get a little drink of water here real quick before I do my amazing Nick Cage impression. It's not amazing.
That one can be tough on the vocal cords.
Hashtag who has my pig. I'm ready. That's my vocal exercise for this game. It's just saying that one sentence. Who has my pig? Samantha or Lucy, I don't care what TV characters you've played in motion pictures. I don't want to hear about your Days of Thunder or your Big Little Lies. Do you have my pig? So many clues. So
Nicole
very
Kidman.
Clear. What's
Nicole
that?
Nicole Kidman.
Stephen Miller is correct with Nicole Kidman.
God.
Were you afraid to interrupt Nicolas Cage? Or were you waiting?
I thought I was looking at.
End?
Yeah, I thought I was looking at Nicolas Cage. I was a little starstruck.
Same.
Right? We all know that
intense.
Man's a national treasure.
Same.
It gets intense. Just use your practical magic and give me my pig back. This is number two.
Oh God, there's more.
We do this until you leave the stage.
Until I weep.
I'm doing this to drive you out of here.
My
this is going to be anybody's game at this point. Steve's on the board with 1 point, and there's only three rounds, but there's a tiebreaker. So if Steve gets this next one, he wins. So everybody, just be ready. Get that mic in position and tell me who Nick Cage thinks took his pig. You have a robot and a dog. Do you have my pig?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
I got to give the edge to Matt on that one, but that was super close. That was super close. The rest of it was, I know you don't like crying in baseball. But what about pig snatching? Forrest.
All right.
It sounds less and less like, it doesn't sound like Nicolas Cage to begin with, and then it gets worse as I go through it. All right, so we've got Matt and Steve are both on the board. Brittany, there's one more. If you can snake in there and get this one, then we'll have to go to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
And Matt will be so sad. He's already had enough.
Yeah.
Is that the tiebreaker?
Just waiting to see Matt crack.
God damn it.
I have a breakdown.
Do you have my pig? Because that situation puts me between you and a hard place.
The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That is correct. Matt Fernandez, you did it. You won the game that is your enemy. You won the game that you hate.
I ended it. Yes.
But let's do the last one just for fun.
And as many more as you got, really. Let's just keep running with it.
You want to just keep going? All right, we'll just do it. We'll do it all night. I'll just do them off the top of my head. It's not like they're so well written in the first place. But the tiebreaker, the joke is always that you'll see. And anytime anybody's listening and I get to the tiebreaker in this game, you'll know, oh my God, this is going to be the funny one. Or at least it's weird. Do you have my pig, Guy Fieri?
Guy Fieri?
That's correct. It's Guy Fieri. Yeah. On the tiebreaker, I just say who it is. And then everybody sits there having no idea what just happened, thinking there's going to be more clues.
I was waiting for
Is Emeril Lagasse?
It's the same thing.
It's my pig in Flavortown.
Oh, you know what's funny? With Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I didn't get to Jumanji, but that was in there. So this is a real psychic crowd tonight. I don't know what it is about this part of the country. Everybody's got some real psychic energy.
Florida's known
for being
really
intuitive. It's the bath salts, I think.
I love how two out of three of you had theories about what was going on with that. I have a theory that it's still anybody's game today, and I'm excited to play our final game after this break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back.
See, perfect. Yes.
It's wild what goes on in the commercial breaks at these tapings. Some people, like, as soon as the break is over, they're like, now's a good time to get up and leave. Other people...
I only like the breaks. I'm here
for the breaks.
Yeah. I gotta learn about fart cancer.
What's your favorite TV show? I'm really into commercials.
I feel like there was two people like walking down International Drive and they're like, should we go to Ice Bar? No, it's too cold in there. Should we go to Wonderworks? No, that building's upside down. Should we go to the Improv? Who's there? Doug Benson? All right. He loves movies, it says. That's cool
that we know
a little something about Doug Benson. I don't think they would have come in if they knew it was a podcast with just movie games. Where they don't know the answers. But now, here's the thing. Maybe they had to go outside for some reason. They're going to come back. So when they come back, everybody on your feet. Standing ovation for them coming back into the room.
We missed you.
Oh, God, I hope they come back.
Please come back.
Please, God. I hope they come back just one, like they broke up outside.
Also, I feel like there's a lot of people that aren't going to play along with my game. I feel like a lot of people are like, I like sitting. I'm fine. I'm just going to stay put. But I don't think they're coming back. But, you know, I appreciate that they tried to watch the show. Too many inside references at this point, I guess. But let's play Last Person Standing. Last person, because I shifted the game from just name any actor, because it was always, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson or something, and we switched it over to it's actresses only edition. And since we started doing that, I've added $20 to the, you know, prize amount, if you will, for the person who can name the actress who I wrote down and put in my wallet, in like wallet. In like January. See, that's the sort of thing that makes some people leave. Because they're like, why are they yelling Ted Danson and wallet? What does that have to do with anything? But it's true, it's in my wallet. And billfold is not as fun to yell. So it's in my change purse. All right. So the name is in my wallet, and
If somebody here today matches that name, then they're going to win the money. And it's up to $360. It's already in my pocket. I'm ready to count it out into their hand. Chuck Woolery style.
She held her hand up.
Yeah,
sassily.
She was like,
bitch, two hands.
Right her hand up.
Oh, it's a light up arrow.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Props. You guys are committed or cheating with props.
That's an arrow I've seen before and was told earlier that I'd see it again today, but it was a mystery when, and this is exciting that the arrow popped out. Does the lady who the arrow is pointing to want that kind of attention? Do you want me to pick you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to, but I just want to... I just want to make sure, you know, because sometimes people are like, this person, and they're like sitting there going, no, don't pick me, you know, don't volunteer somebody else, but you are in the running. I'm not saying you're out of it. I'm not that mean, but like Matt was saying, this lady over here, her hand shot up, so here's how this goes.
Super excited.
She's still excited.
If I call on you, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Don't just blurt out the name you want to say, and then I'll ask you for the name, and then I hope you win that money. With your hand up... And now down like that.
Your voice doesn't match your energy at all.
Also, your hand stayed up, like just in case.
I love it. What's your name?
Jess.
Jess? Yeah. Is that short for something?
Jessica.
Jessery.
Jessica.
Jess is short for Samantha. Just, you know.
Jessifer.
I didn't intend to roast your name.
Okay.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a wedding planner.
A wedding planner, that we're going to make fun of. You. Have you seen the movie The Wedding Planner?
Yeah.
Was it accurate?
I absolutely sleep with all of the people. Everyone.
Oh. I didn't mean that part.
Is that your
mean,
boyfriend?
Wow.
I meant was the wedding planning part accurate, not the extracurricular
stuff. That felt like something
stuff.
She just wanted to confess. Like,
does J-Lo sleep with every wedding in that movie? Or every... She sleeps with a lot of people?
She fucks all the husbands?
I gotta watch this.
I gotta watch that movie. That.
Yeah.
Just like Kegel.
That's a,
Kegel's not your fucking husband. I mean, wives.
Is there an uncut version of The Wedding Planner?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He gets a mango card in him and it's over.
I thought she was very professional.
Yeah, but Matthew McConaughey does get a ceramic penis glued to his hand at one point. If I'm thinking of the right movie. That might be made in Manhattan. Okay. So go ahead and tell us, Jessica, what your actress suggestion is.
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner, terrific actress, but not in my wallet. Yeah, even though she's the what's in your wallet lady. Is that why you thought she might be in my wallet?
Oh.
Sneaky. But no, that I didn't put that much thought into it. At the time, and it was a long time ago. I hope that when I pull the name out of my wallet, it'll be who I think it is.
The arrow energy has.
But
like
I
the
was. The arrow really moves around the room. Like, I like it. I like the suspense of letting the arrow continue to do its thing. So I'm gonna go one more lady before arrow lady. Yeah, because we all agree that that's not, we can't just do Jennifer Garner movies.
Correct.
For sure.
I play along on this game too, so yeah. I like to make sure that I'm happy with who we're doing. So what's your name back there, ma'am?
Michelle.
And sorry about the ma'am thing. That's rude. I've seen that happen. Someone's like, why did he call me ma'am? Nice lady. What do you do for a living?
That's much better.
A social worker. Very cool. And what's your name again?
Michelle,
okay. Michelle, what's your suggestion?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie's a terrific suggestion.
Movie.
Not in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have to go to four names maybe because I really want to try to do this. I want to give this money away because I'm going to end up gambling with it or something. But Margot Robbie's a great one for our purposes.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie and Jennifer Garner. I'd almost say that's enough, but I do want to... I want somebody to get this, so...
I'm trying to give away this money.
You gotta
so we got to go Arrow Lady. Yeah. What's your name, Arrow Lady?
Savannah.
Savannah?
Is that short for anything?
Savannah. And what do you do, Savannah?
I'm a leader of custodial.
A leader of custodial? Oh.
Do you sleep with all your clients too?
She's
a lot of clients.
Do you sleep with all your custodians?
Curious.
Do you take custody of all your custodians? Do you? Oh, so Magic Kingdom, like specifically the Magic Kingdom, or do you work more than one park? Just Magic Kingdom. Wow. They keep that place clean. You must be a hard worker. Or do you just yell at all the other people? You're the leader. You get out there and clean. Good for you. I don't think any Disney employee won't pick up some garbage if they see it, right? Isn't that part of the rules? You're supposed to pick it up, put it in your mouth before anybody sees it.
Yeah.
That's why it's always so clean there. They really have great people. They're just like, hum.
You saw nothing. Look away, little boy.
Best place on earth.
That's why the mascot is a rat.
Right.
Everyone's just eating garbage.
Oh, this is a great time to ask you about the cats. The Disney cats. There's like wild cats in the park that eat all the mice, right? Yeah. I always like to have that confirmed. I don't know why.
Is that who you're the leader of? Are you the leader of the cats?
Cats.
Like, why the hell isn't there a Disney thing? Maybe there is. That takes place at Disneyland, and it's about the cats, like animated thing about the cats that live there. They walk the streets of Disneyland overnight, and then they have to hide during the day. That's an interesting story.
I would love for that to be like a Gonzo documentary, like the cats of Disneyland.
Disneyland probably wouldn't allow that because that's unpleasant. You know, they're like, kids would be like, Ratatouille! Yeah.
I like the idea, but why doesn't Disney release a movie where cats are just mauling mice?
Yeah.
Savannah.
Animal cruelty.
Savannah, what is your suggestion?
Susan
Sarandon. Ooh. Is not a thing to say in polite company. People are really up in arms about Susan Sarandon, but, terrific actress and not in my wallet. Yeah. Right? I mean, you saw the list and picked her, right? Fart Cancer showed you the list? Yeah. The list is live. He's got the list right there on the table.
He's adding names to her right now.
Yeah.
This is an easy one for you. You don't have to listen to the episode. You're right here like a fucking stenographer.
I appreciate that someone named Fart Cancer did that much due diligence. Amazing.
If you spent the same amount of time you spent on that list, you could have cured fart cancer. Right?
Exactly.
Okay, I'd like to. It's mostly men holding up their hands now, but there's some women for sure.
Over here on the left?
And, is that a woman right there?
Yeah. I said there's some women for sure, but lots of men who are just like, didn't even listen to me say that I was going to pick women only. Maybe I didn't say that. But either way, I'm just now thinking about maybe picking a man.
I follow women to their cars.
What, that's what it says on his shirt?
That's just a general vibe I get from his face.
That guy? He seems nice. Now I have to pick him. Now that you did that to him, I have to choose him.
Fair enough.
All right, here we go. What's your name,
different
dude?
Vibe, Matt.
Drew. All right, let's, finally, a white man. Finally, I can possibly just hand this money over to the patriarchy and just keep, just keep it going. Who do you think is in my wallet, dude?
Brigitte Nielsen.
No, let's pick a woman.
What?
But that was a big swing, but it's not somebody weird. It's a mainstream actress. Like I can name Brigitte Nielsen movies, but I don't think she's been in a mainstream one for 20 years.
A long time.
Yeah. Once you not too far past Rocky IV. So, all right. So I learned my lesson. We're going to go to a lady with the mask on, the black mask in the front. Yeah. What's your name?
Danielle.
And what do you do, Danielle?
I'm a science teacher.
I wish you had said I'm led by her in the custodial department. That would have been a fun pick. But you also do a very admirable, what was the first word? Oh, science teacher. I caught teacher, but forgot the science. What's your suggestion?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock is always a good one. Is she already on your list?
I can't believe she's never been said.
She's already on Chris's list. Yeah, see, people aren't, they don't have the magical list. Mm. So, Unfortunately, this is going to rage on into Miami on Saturday, where the prize will be, now it'll be $380. Yeah, I know. It's crazy how long this is going for. I did not intend for it to go this long, but also, wouldn't it be fantastic if somebody eventually like won like $1,000? Because it doesn't feel like I'm giving away this money, because I feel like I'm just giving away $20 every show I do, which is, you know, that's not too bad. But who knows how high this is going to go? Probably not higher than I am right now. All right, so we got Jennifer Garner, Susan Sarandon, Margot Robbie, and Sandra Bullock are the four names. So we'll take turns. You can name a movie that any one of those four is in. I haven't thought of any that more than one of them is in, but that might exist. And where do we start? I decided Matt won that last game. So we'll start with you, Matt. And then we'll go... then we'll go to Brittany, Steve, me... Go around. If any of you are stuck and can't think of one, you can go to your lifelines, the person whose name tag you chose. So that means that Matt will go to Kyle and Brittany will go to Steve and movie ticket. And Steve will go for the high and the anxiety. Start us off, Matt.
Speed.
Oh, also say the actress that, you know, say the actress.
Susan Sarandon in Speed.
Yes. Okay, Brittany.
Jennifer Garner, 13 going on 30, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have to say right after each one.
I was doubtful. I doubted myself.
If you're wrong, you know, especially since this is your first time on the show, if you get one wrong, I'll you know, let you know that it's wrong and you can pick another one or you can go to your lifeline. Okay. You know, but just try not to be wrong and then...
I'm trying.
Won't be a problem. You're good so far. Steve?
Margot Robbie, Birds of Prey.
What was that long? The long title? Like, they eventually just gave up and said, "Let's call it Birds of Prey." But it was like the emancipation of ignorance.
Harley Quinn. Yeah,
yeah. It was weird, but I'll take Birds of Prey. Okay, so for me, I'll go Margot Robbie, I, Tonya.
Oh, I'll go Margot Robbie, Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hell yeah.
It's a wolf in the audience. Clapping away.
I'm blanking on the Sandra Bullock movie full title, but it's one of my favorites, Miss.
Oh, don't you say it.
I don't want to use a lifeline.
Yeah, you don't want to. It's a little early for the lifeline. We've got four actresses who collectively are in 700 movies.
I know.
So
many to choose.
Just take a second.
There's two of those movies.
Yeah, there's.
I set it up top. I was like,
No, I get it.
I'm the underdog.
I get it. So we got Jennifer Garner, Margot Robbie, Susan Sarandon, or Sandy B. And so far, I said Tonya, Margot Robbie. What'd you say, Matt?
Wolf of Wall Street, Margot Robbie.
Also Margot Robbie.
Would it help
Robbie?
If I said I have dementia?
No, I mean, I just want you to be able to participate. So let's go ahead and go to your lifeline, and then maybe, you know, sometimes people are in sequels and stuff, so one title will spark another.
Kegel.
Let's go to the Kegel man. Hang on a second. Wait a second. Hang on. Steven. Okay, what's your question?
You want the one you're thinking about?
I see. You're talking to her. I didn't mean to intrude. He wants to know if you want him to finish Miss Blank, or if you would like a whole fresh new title, because you might think of the rest of Miss Blank down the road.
I might. You know what? Let's do a fresh new title.
There you go.
I'm not the strong one here.
Give us a freshie, Steve.
Brand new.
Suicide Squad, Margot Robbie?
I believe so,
yes.
Another Susan Sarandon classic.
You gotta be a confident one.
It's quite the team.
Yeah.
It's quite the team.
All right, well, so now you've...
Worried about the next round. Not gonna lie to you, I'm worried.
So you've used your lifeline, so now it's just a matter of hopefully something will come to you. But
hopefully something falls on my head.
It's been a pleasure having you here, and maybe you'll think of something. Steve?
Yeah, Sandra Bullock, Miss Congeniality.
There it is.
See, that's how he likes to play it. He likes to just take it from her immediately.
Ice cold.
I knew that was going to happen.
When there are so many other options, you know.
I'm playing for Andy. She
I mean, you could have said, Miss Congeniality 2, Armed and Fabulous. You could have said that.
Damn, they took them both.
Well, you could have
said that.
Maybe
well,
there's
she was
a third.
Never
maybe there's
say
a third. Brittany, maybe there's a third. I'd roll the dice.
I'm about to make it up. Yeah.
I could pick something else. Let me pick something else. I'm going to go with Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Hell yeah. Willem Dafoe.
Nobody's ever had that reaction to hearing that title.
Ever oh, before. It's awful.
Yeah, it's not good. But we're back to Matt.
Oh, I'll go Sandra Bullock in Bird Box.
I was trying to think of Bird Box, but I thought I might just say it wrong.
I kept thinking of A Quiet Place. They're so similar.
Box Bird or something. Because that movie is just, it is A Quiet Place, but with eyes instead of ears. Yeah. Like you can't see it.
That's right.
I feel like it's easier to look away from something than to not make any noises. You know, like, I don't know.
But if you look at it accidentally,
right,
it kills you.
You just glance
so
at it.
So it's kind of funnier because you kind of.
You like that movie?
No, not really. I mean, it's not better than A Quiet Place.
Yeah, I just didn't hear good things about it, so I never watched
it. Fine.
Yeah. She's got a new one, Sandy B, on the
Streamers.
On the streams. Streaming,
yeah.
Yeah, I can't. It's got a generic title to me, anyway. It's like I don't remember what it is because I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. Can't associate what it would
he
be.
He gave you the sequel. I mean, if you don't get it now.
I know.
Wait, what's happening?
I did.
Whose turn is it?
I was thinking too hard about my next answer. It's my turn.
Yes.
I'm going to disappoint.
Here we go.
Miss Congeniality, Armed and Fabulous. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, I changed mine.
He changed his answer.
Yeah.
You can take it.
You just have to say part two. Yeah. Or two. I don't know the exact wording
Escape
on that
Escape part
one.
Two.
What's that?
Escape part two. Is that what you said?
No, you just have
Sorry,
to.
You can say Miss Congeniality 2.
Okay, Miss Congeniality 2.
Armed and Fabulous.
Armed and Fabulous. Sassy. Listen, I'm leaning on my improv right now, okay? Wasted a lot
that
of money on
that
shit.
That is the most patronizing applause I've ever heard.
I needed it, though.
We're all leaning on the word improv right now.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks again to the Improv Comedy Club, Orlando. All right. Steve?
Sandra Bullock, Unforgivable.
That's what it's called?
That's the new one. Yeah.
See, that's such a forgettable title.
Yeah, it is.
Unforgivable. What is she doing it that's unforgivable?
She got out of prison. She killed somebody and she's trying to get back into life. She killed a police officer.
Well, that's unforgivable.
And then she's trying to reconnect with her kid. It absolutely is. It's a forgettable title, but appropriate.
Why? But also, she just accidentally killed a police officer, right? She
well,
didn't just go out and kill a cop.
According to the trailer, it was intentional. I have not watched the movie.
Did he cheat on her?
Because I'm uninterested.
Yeah.
Unforgivable.
Yeah. All right. Unforgivable. Good answer. I'll go Susan Sarandon and Thelma and Louise.
Mm, yeah. Mm.
Why the hell not? That's my favorite Sarandon joint.
It's a good one. Margot Robbie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes. Yeah. Get to see her dirty feet.
Highlight.
Yeah. No, she really puts them up there.
I can't have another lifeline. I can't ask Kegel.
I mean, I kind of want to make you two a team because you're still not going to win.
I know.
Yeah, let's go back to Steven.
You better buy me a mango card after
let's
this.
Let's go, Steven. Steven, movie ticket.
Blindside.
Blindside, yes. That's you won the Oscar for that one.
Good.
Yeah. Sandy B.
Yeah.
Sandy B.
Kegel, you want to sit on this stool?
Kegel, yes.
Kegel's like, clap for me. I did it.
He's like, I did it.
We got
here 6 hours ago.
We got all kinds of stools up here if you want to join us.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
Stools on stools on stools on stools.
Yeah.
I did that one time when Bert Kreischer was on the show. I said, well, let's just have the lifeline just stand with the contestants and just help them the entire time. And, you know, he still didn't win, I don't think. But but I don't remember. Yeah, you're making a real run. There's so many more left to go. What do you think? Who's it on, Steven?
That's on me, Steve? Yes. Susan Sarandon, Bull Durham.
Yes, that's correct. I just feel like I wish I was Anywhere But Here. Susan Sarandon. I love it here. Don't get me wrong. Matt?
Susan Sarandon, Bad Moms 2.
Oh, look at you with the Bad Moms 2. She comes in, she's like a grandma or something, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Bad Moms Christmas. You're out.
What? No.
I'm kidding.
It just takes place during Christmas.
I think it's called Bad Moms Christmas. I really do. They might have even made three of them. There might be Bad Moms 2 and Bad Moms Christmas.
I
don't know for sure. I also don't care. And I don't know which one Susan Sarandon is in.
She's
so
in
we're
going to
move on to Brittany.
Susan Sarandon, Bad Moms Christmas.
Oh, sneaky.
Hold on. I let you have
did
this.
Did it not happen
too?
To me?
I don't know if she was in that one, but I'm going to take it because it's a great answer.
What goes around comes around.
It's called Bad Moms 2.
Feel a big comeback. Sandra Bullock, Gravity.
Yes. How did we? How could we?
Why would you?
Yeah. I even, prepped for tonight. You know, I went into my lab and I drank some Love Potion number 9.
Ooh.
Sandra Bullock.
It's a deep pull.
Matt?
This is a definite Susan Sarandon movie, The Client.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She was not in The Client 2.
The Client Christmas.
Client Christmas.
All right, Brittany.
I feel like I'm here for
Brittany's
moral support for Matt and Steve.
I think so, but I think let's hear it for Brittany. She did a terrific job.
Thanks. I got to brush up on my movies.
Yeah, or just live your life less nerdy.
That's
you know,
true.
Like we're out there nerding it up all the time. That's why we know this shit. Steve?
Sandra Bullock. 28 days.
I'd like the answer now, please.
No, you will wait.
That was that rehab movie she was in, directed by Betty Thomas. What else can we go early, early Sandy B? I'll try. Or Jennifer Garner. Oh, this is a great chance for me to mention a movie that I've never watched and I never will. Because it's called Butter. And it's about Jennifer Garner's in a butter carving competition. And I like butter, but I do not like big, huge pieces of it carved into something cute.
Just basically what I am,
right?
Okay, Matt?
I forgot Jennifer Garner was part of this.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
There's so many Jennifer Garners dangling out there. I guess I should remind everybody who we're dealing with. Jennifer, Margot, Susan, or Sandra?
Daredevil.
Of course.
Yeah.
Speaking of blindness.
Like Steve.
Sandra Bullock, The Proposal.
Wait, hang on a second, Steve. We'll go to Brittany for a comment each time it's her turn. Because you were trying to say something. What were you saying?
I was saying I know Jennifer Garner's dating history better than her movie history, I think.
See, that's perfect. We'll get one of those from you each time. All right, now, Steve.
Sandra Bullock, The Proposal.
Yes. Very good. People are excited and disappointed.
A smattering of applause.
Yeah, a real mixed reaction to that one. All right, I'm going to go. Oh, my God, this is so funny. What did you say earlier when you said Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so I'll say The Suicide Squad. Margot Robbie.
Yeah. You know, Susan Sarandon hasn't been in enough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say a movie that we said earlier, Practical Magic.
Yeah, that came up earlier. Sandra Bullock, very good. Brittany?
The Miss Congeniality. No, I'm kidding. It's actually the prequel.
Steve?
Lifeline?
He's going to his lifeline.
I know.
Holy crap, what's happening? Did not expect this to happen. Steve's lifeline is Andy. Anxiety. What do you got for him?
Sarandon,
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
My favorites.
That's a good
so
one.
So good. Yeah, very well done. Lots of people were like had that one in their head and were like, just say it.
Andy Anxiety, want to switch teams?
I can't stand the anticipation. It's just a jump to the left. All right, so I'm going to say... Susan Sarandon is in a movie that I recommend for any Susan Sarandon pervs out there, if you're into her in that way.
I am.
She does a thing with lemons. It's called Atlantic City. Somebody was in the audience was shocked by that. Matt?
My favorite Sandra Bullock movie, A Time to Kill.
Yeah, I was thinking of that one too. That's a good pull. Brittany?
Susan Sarandon and the Intimate Lemon. It's animated, actually.
That sounds like the lemon started it. Steve?
I'm embarrassed to say I'm out, man. I know. This is embarrassing.
You were killing it.
That's a real shame. I don't...
My hubris has come back to bite me.
Yeah, this is like in fights. There's always they both have to be so cocky about how they're going to win, but then one of them has to be
somebody's
like,
going to.
I didn't win.
One of them has to be a real loser.
Yeah, but you had a good run there. Let's hear it for Stephen Miller, everybody. Do you ever use Stephen just to keep people off of the Steve Miller thing?
When I'm feeling professional, I'll go Stephen.
Okay,
you know.
And also, I was really looking forward to like you taking a long time with an answer, but you usually would just spit it out. But because I was going to say, you know, time keeps on turning into the future, Steve. Tick tock, tick.
And out they come.
I didn't get
we
a
held
chance.
It together for like 55 minutes, and I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah, I really held it together, and thank you for being here. And but Matt and I have to finish this off. Matt, you are the winner, but I still want to see if you can beat me. So I'm going to... My next movie is going to be Susan Sarandon. This is not me judging her or attacking her. It's the name of the movie. Susan Sarandon is the meddler.
Sandra Bullock in While You Were Sleeping.
Oh. Sandra Bullock in Ocean's 8.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
That's why I said it.
There are so many more Sandra Bullock movies.
Yeah, let's go.
Ooh, Sandra Bullock in...
Oh, just thought of one.
Murder by Numbers.
Oh, that's right. Sandra Bullock in 2 Weeks Notice.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry, I love movies.
Just in the presence of two
Damn
titans.
It.
Just two titans back and forth trading blows. This is impressive.
Kyle, what you got?
Oh, he's going to his lifeline. Hang on a second. I got to relish this moment. This is so exciting that he has to go to Kyle. And Kyle, of course, has one. What do you got, Kyle? Sandra Bullock, Forces of Nature with Ben Affleck. Yeah. It's true. here's one I'm shocked no one's picked up. Jennifer Garner in Juno.
Oh.
Yeah. And we're back to Matt. Is it over, Matt?
I think it's over. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and
You did a
out.
Great job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was
you
fantastic. Too. Let's hear it for Matt Fernandez.
Long.
Let me see if I can think of one more just to like, that's the end of that. Nope, I can't.
Oh,
wait, what'd you think of?
The Minion movie. She's Sandra
Minions.
Bullock. Sandra Bullock. Minions.
It's called Minions.
She's the bad guy. Yeah.
All right, you're Sandra still Bullock. In. Okay, so. oh, shit.
I like that I gave you a run for your money.
That was exciting. Yeah, you did real good. But let's say Margot Robbie and I know there's a good one I'm missing for her. Oh, you just thought of something else?
I did.
Holy shit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I'm just really like I don't want to take up too much of anybody's time. Everybody's time. But Matt, you, like I said, you are the winner. And yeah. And the bag goes to Andy. And let's do some plugs, starting with you, Matt Fernandez. What would you like to promote?
Yeah, I'll be at Carolina Comedy Club in Myrtle Beach, January 5th and 6th, I think. First week of January. Look up the dates. You can go to my website. MattFernandezWorld.com. Follow me on Twitter @FatMernandez, and I'm on Instagram now.
at I am Matt Fernandez.
Ooh.
I know.
So many thirst
I just
traps.
Traded in my flip phone. I'm really taking advantage of life.
That's so exciting, because I really have like tried to tag you on
know,
your
I
shows.
Know. I'm
and I'm like,
Instagram.
He's not even on Instagram? That's weird. All right. Well, welcome to Instagram.
Yes.
And thank you, Matt Fernandez.
Thanks, Doug.
Brittany Brave, what would you like to plug?
Brittany Brave on Instagram, Britt Brave on Twitter, and I'm based in Miami. I'm at the Miami Improv this Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saturday night and Sunday night, and yeah.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Come hang.
Tried to give the prizes to the wrong person.
The wrong prizes away.
I really want them to have it. They drove so far. Congratulations, Kyle.
Made such good signs.
Kyle wins all the time. That's all he does is win. He's been up on stage playing Last Man with us, and he's great at this stuff. So congratulations to Kyle and his classic Kyle M for Murder name tag that he's brought to 15 shows now, I think. Did you get all your stuff in, Brittany?
Yep.
Okay, great. I was wandering around while you were talking. Apologies. Steve Miller.
I'm Steve Miller, 813 on everything, including my website. I'm going to be at Side Splitters Comedy Club the first week of February, and I write a regular cannabis column for the Creative Loafing, so you can go to cltampa.com and read all about my adventures with marijuana.
Yeah.
Yay.
I want you to be on all of my podcasts. This is great. You can come on Getting Doug with High, Wide World of Doug's, and of course, return to Douglas Movies if you so wish.
I have to redeem myself. I'm embarrassed.
Right. Well, you know, and Brittany, I'm going to have you back again if you'd like to.
Yes. I think I have to watch approximately 900 movies.
You just
movies,
need to, like, when you leave tonight, just start watching movies. And, yeah, let me know. Keep me posted on your progress. I am going to be doing Douglas Movies at SF Sketchfest in San Francisco in January. Go to sfsketchfest.com for more info about that. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Always love coming to Orlando and going to Disney World and not SeaWorld. And then...
It sounded like you said Nazi World.
Yeah.
Nazi
I go to... You know, if you've only got a couple days, Disneyland and Nazi World. You don't have to fuck with SeaWorld. You don't have to... You know,
you thought the Magic Kingdom was clean.
SeaWorld's actually meaner than Nazi World.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Because, you know, everybody's fine with a bunch of Nazis in captivity. Like, them swimming around in little tanks is no big deal. Everybody's, like, feeding the Nazis and just, like, ha, 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 heil. And
having them
just having a great time with the fucking...
Swallow fish hole.
Wet Nazis. It's right where they belong. All right. One more time for all my guests, Steve Miller, Brittany Brave, and Matt Fernandez. As always, because you can never tell, there just might be a gremlin in your house.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.